This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Nikki Haley, governor of South Carolina, is preparing to sign that state's pain-capable unborn child protection act. She will sign the bill banning late abortions at Hidden Treasures Special Needs School. It's a school filled with students, many of whom were diagnosed with multiple disabilities at 20 weeks gestation. Pro-life leaders in Oklahoma are intent on offering public lessons on the value of human life. An act signed into law by Governor Mary Phelan will not only fund a public information campaign giving understanding on all the stages of life in pregnancy, the law will make instruction optional for students, but the law specifically says all state information, even school information, shall clearly and consistently teach that abortion kills a living human being. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Hillary Clinton has only the narrowest of chances to not be the Democrat nominee for president. While Bernie Sanders disputes the pledging of superdelegates, no one is disputing that Clinton thinks children must have no rights before birth. Anyone criticizing the candidates from which we must choose need only look at America. Our candidates reflect the way America lives. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.